Hello everybody, welcome to Mimes Creative Project and you're listening to Anita Mimes. July has almost come to an end. You already know since the release of the episode of Fantasy in early March about this episode. I titled it Tolkien Day. Even if July 29th is not actually Tolkien Day. To be honest, there are two different dates. The first is on January 3rd, commemorating the birth of J.R.R. Tolkien, the renowned author of the epic fantasy series The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. And the second is March 25th, and it has a significant meaning. It is the date in which the Lord of the Rings, Sauron, is defeated. Right now, you are maybe wondering about the connection between the date that I've chosen and Tolkien. Back in 1954, on July 29th, the first novel of The Lord of the Ring was released, The Fellowship of the Ring. This book turned 17 years today, and it is still one of the most appreciated. In general, the entire trilogy is considered one of the greatest fantasy books written. Tolkien created an immersive world called Middle-earth, a multitude of captivating and memorable characters and exploring several profound themes that have resonated with readers for generations. The story follows the journey of Frodo Baggins, a hobbit, together with his fellowship embarking on a quest to destroy a powerful and corrupting ring to defeat the Dark Lord, Sauron, and restore peace. The Fellowship, or the Companion of the Ring, is composed of 9 members. The Hobbits Frodo, Sam, Merry, and Pippin, Gandalf the Wizard, the men Aragorn and Boromir, Legolas the Elf, and Gimli the Dwarf. The Lord of the Rings has as well a prequel called The Hobbit, which follows Bilbo Baggins, who is recruited by the wizard Gandalf and a group of dwarves to reclaim a lost treasure. Both the trilogy and its prequel became adapted into various media that became really successful and beloved. It was back in 2018 that I finished completely the movies that I was a bit scared to finish. Yes, I openly admit without any problems that they came out when I was a kid and I was scared that I'd never keep going on after The Fellowship of the Ring. I didn't know actually the reason, but then, years later, after talking about it with a guy I was hanging out with, I decided to watch it till the end. This saga is a captivating tale of adventure, courage, and personal growth, exploring themes of power, corruption, sacrifice, resilience, and other moral lessons. The storyline delves into the complexities of good and evil and how the corrupting influence of power may change the person itself. Evil is not a created thing, but someone who decays by his own choosing to repeat sin. The sin in this case is the corrupting influence of power, which takes the real you away, turns you into a wretched version of yourself. Evil can be seen as a parasite, emptying out of what was good and leaving no substance in you. The ring is the sin that caused and raised the evil. Just remember how the bearer of the ring turned out. The more they wore the ring, the more their authentic selves disappeared, and therefore the only one who could have not been affected turned out to be the hero, who was not the warrior or the knight, but the person who maintained hope and had courage in facing the darkness. Only a hobbit with a pure heart and lack of ambition could have resisted longer to the temptation of the ring. So both Frodo and Sam were able to handle the ring for extended periods. It was not easy, this journey, that metaphorically was a sort of self-discovery and self-awareness journey, because all the characters somehow have learned to face their fears, overcome their weaknesses, and develop their strengths. But it gives as well a sense of resilience, of not giving up on your goals, no matter how difficult the mission is. What I like the most about the story is that every member of the Fellowship had a role and made a difference, giving this idea of a group of beings despite their differences, becoming trusted friends, and forming a concept of friendship that we want to have in our life. They learned to trust, to respect, to protect, and to rely on each other's strengths to overcome challenges. This is some quality that you don't see anymore when a friendship tries to grow nowadays. Friendship is a process that starts only if there is something in common that leads you towards a growth. As well, all the members overwent. There are so many interpretations about the trilogy, and I will not even try to explain because there are so many. However, what I appreciated about this story is that there is a sort of spiritual hidden meaning that maybe you have not noticed immediately by watching or reading The Lord of the Rings. What about fate? Gandalf underlined it with the following words. So, to all who live to see such time, but that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to us. There are other forces at work in this world, Frodo, besides that of evil. Bilbo was meant to find the ring, in which case you were also meant to have it, and that is an encouraging thought. Have you ever thought that much of the story goes the way it does because of events or decisions influencing other events? This is called the power of choice by free will. Fate makes its course, giving different paths, but we choose one of them that will always take to the outcome differently. Through the chosen path, we will experience certain lessons and will find certain obstacles that prevent us to reach our destination easily. On another note, I want to come to a conclusion after listening to one of the most iconic theme songs of the movie franchise, In the last weeks, when I was preparing this episode, I thought about my self-discovery journey that led me towards a transformation. Remember, your well-being should be in the first place. Anyway, in these months, as I said, I realized that I was surrounded by people that were not good for me anymore. I started meditating till I find out that I became like the ring, an object take advantage of my positivity and energies. I am an incredible person, really charismatic, empathetic and funny, who you can talk about any topics. My presence put everyone at ease. Somehow I started to feel my body repelling from toxic energies surrounding me. I wanted to share this as well because I decided to publish my writing as soon as I can. I've never given up on writing, but now it is the time to share it without fears or judgments. As I did with this podcast, I took a path that led me to have an incredible result, and I appreciate it. So, soon you will know. But now, it's time to close this incredible adventure and say, stay tuned for more. XOXO Anita Miles.